Keep the Faith, Elder Richard L. Evans. Richard L. Evans, Conference Report, October 1953, pages 128-129. I pray that I may be given utterance in that which I should briefly say. I have frequented these beloved walls for a period now approaching a quarter century in many situations and assignments, but this is the most difficult thing that I have here had to do. It seems that this chapter was not in the script which I had written for myself, in the brief, but in some respects too long a time since first I became aware of this possibility. I have measured the full measure of my life many times over. There are those here who know much better than I the weight of this work. There is none here who knows better than I my own limitations, inadequacies, and imperfections, and the feeling of smallness which I have. But if you and my Father in heaven will accept me as I am, with your help in this, I shall earnestly endeavor to be better than I am or have ever been. I should not want to pass without thanking God for a noble father whom I never knew, for a blessed mother who, in her widowhood, reared 9 of us and faced her problems on her knees in prayer and on her feet gloriously in courageous action, for brothers and sisters, who with their children, I have had no cause but to be proud of in their faith and their awareness of their responsibilities in life. I thank him for the choice and lovely girl who has been by my side for 20 years and for the 4 sons that are ours. I pray for them, for their generation, and for youth everywhere, for their guidance in the ways of truth and righteousness. I pray for their generation, that they may know of the promise of the future, that despite all uncertainties there are glorious certainties that transcend them all. As President McKay noted in his opening address, I would say to their generation, be prayerful, keep the faith, avoid cynicism. Be not shaken by the waves of controversy and confusion which sweep over and are quickly spent, while the truth remains forever. This is a gospel not of despondency and discouragement, not of ensnaring technicalities, not of quick condemnation, but as President Clark suggested so beautifully in his utterance last evening, it is a gospel of hope, of happiness and of helpfulness, of peace and of promise. There is no act of man, nor any combination of men, despite what passing troubles they may bring upon this earth, who can thwart the purposes of our Father in heaven, nor stay him in his plans to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of his children, and I thank God for it. As to these, my brethren, they know of my affection for them. President McKay, President Richards, President Clark, President Smith, President Young of the First Council of the 70, Bishop Worthland, all others here, each of whom I could name with some point of affection and distinction. No one could be to any man more considerate or gracious or kindly than they have been to me. I shall miss some of the intimate associations with my beloved brethren of the First Council with whom I have sat for 15 years. God bless them. I wish I had had some greater part, or some part at all, in the making of this choice young man who has been sustained by you to sit with the First Council of the 70, Brother Marion D. Hanks. He is a man of courage and of faith, and I love him, and you who do not know him will learn to love him. Likewise Brother Hugh B. Brown, with his great gifts of utterance, will give sincere service to the Church. May I leave with you the witness of my very soul that God lives, that Jesus the Christ is the only begotten of the Father in the flesh, our Savior and Redeemer, that the Father and the Son did appear in this dispensation to the Prophet Joseph Smith, and that he and all in line of succession, including our present President McKay, have held the keys and the powers of the priesthood, and do unto this day. President McKay, I pledge my love and loyalty, and all that is good or useful in me, with gratitude to you for many kindnesses and considerations and for your confidence. I beg of you, my brethren and sisters, your confidence and help. May God bless each and all of us in the things we need most, in understanding and peace and joy in living, and in the realization of our highest possibilities here and hereafter, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.